everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday life. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin and friends. And my friends today are the same friends that I had yesterday, and it's my wife, Lisa, and my daughter, Jenna. Hey, guys.
Hello.
So we're just all very excited to be here with you today. And yesterday, we were talking about David and Goliath. We read the whole chapter, and guess what, guys? It's good for you to read a whole chapter of the Bible. At least you listened to a whole chapter of the Bible yesterday as we read it, and we all know that we can never be in the Word too much, so we really enjoyed that, but that's not going to be the new format by any means. We're not going to just start reading entire chapters every day. So what do we have planned today?
So today we're just going to be talking about David, and one thing that really stood out to me about David was that he spoke his belief without looking at the circumstances. So we're going to be talking about words
and the power
of words.
If we start seeing the power of God manifest in our lives and we start paying attention to what we say, we need to realize that words have power. And the more we realize that, the more we'll speak the word of God over our lives.
Yeah, I mean, that's really such a powerful thing. We've got to get to a place where we realize that things are coming out of our life from the words that we're speaking. Okay, the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. We're going to read a bunch of scriptures about that, but it truly is powerful to begin to get your mouth under control. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm, you know, in my 50s, and I'm still trying to learn to get my mouth under control. And, you know, how many guys know out there that my wife is my best commandant, or she keeps track of me and helps me with my words? And I help her with hers every now and then, but she's way better at it than I am. Right, hon?
I try to keep him under control, but it doesn't always work. But I've been reading this book that's an old book that my mom had from. It's from 1979, and it's called Hung by the Tongue by Francis Martin. It's a short little book, but it's full of the word, and it's full of how to control your mouth and how you let the words of your mouth be things that are going to be fruitful in your life, because words are seeds, and so you can plant the seeds of life or the seeds of death in your whole daily life. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue, and you'll eat the fruit of that.
Yeah, I mean, we have to realize that words have power more than any of us realize, and, you know, we often speak them as though they're meaningless. You know, what would be some examples of things that we might say out there that have power that we're kind of like, I'm just kind of saying it, but I don't really mean it, but we are actually releasing things.
Well, I've heard people say, you're going to die when you hear this, or this is going to kill you when I tell you this.
Right.
How about when you're hurting and you say, my back is killing me, or my head is killing me, or I'm getting old, or I'm blind as a bat. Just all these different things that you say over your life, and you're just saying it. You're not really wanting to be blind as a bat, but you're speaking that over your life. Lately, I've been putting on my glasses now that I'm 50. I've needed reading glasses, but that doesn't have to be my portion. So before I put my reading glasses on, I say, thank you, Lord, that I have 20/20 vision, and then I put my glasses on. I'm not going to settle to wear glasses the rest of my life. I'm trusting God that I'm going to have 20/20 vision. I do have 20/20 vision. Just temporarily, I'm wearing these reading glasses.
And one day you're going to put them on and they're going to be blurry because your vision is fixed.
That's what
right?
I'm believing. Yeah.
But I believe that most believers at one time or another have actually experienced the fruit of the word of their lips. And like the book that you've been looking at is called Hung by the Tongue.
Exactly.
And I think we've experienced that. What were some of the things that when you were reading in that book that kind of stood out to you? I would recommend this book, actually, you guys. You should look it up on Amazon. It may still be available. Like you said, we pulled this thing out of nowhere.
It
was
an old book.
My mom
had dust off of it.
Put it this way. The price tag on this book is $1.95.
But it's very powerful.
We all know a book these days is $30. but Francis P. Martin hung by the tongue. What stood out in it?
Well, Proverbs 23:7 says, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So I really think that a lot of our problems is our thinking, and we need to get our thoughts under control. So there's ways that our thoughts come. And first of all, it comes through our five senses. Like you might smell smoke, so then you realize there's a fire, or you see something, and then automatically you're like, you see someone talking to someone, and then automatically you assume, like, are they talking about me? And then you start thinking about it. They might not even be talking about you, but the fact that you saw someone maybe looking at you while they're talking to someone else, you're starting to think that, oh, this person's talking about me. And then you start building something in your mind, like, oh, they're talking about me, they don't like me, what did I do to them?
So now you're speaking what you think, and what we think isn't always the best thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And that just came from one of your five senses, and it really might not have even been true. Another way we get thoughts is obviously from the devil, the enemy. The enemy will put thoughts in your head of sickness, of poverty, of you're not going to make it, you can't do this. And you know that that's not of God. Also, another way we get thoughts is from the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart. And you know that that comes from the Holy Spirit because it lines up with the Word of God. The word, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. So whenever you get a thought in your head and it doesn't line up with the word of God, you cast that down. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So we need to take captive every thought that's not lining up with the word of God.
And we're supposed to be a representation of Jesus. I know in situations there's some people who I meet and I'm like, oh, I don't want to really talk to them. There's negative Nancy. There's that person who's always speaking death words. And it basically, you can tell like the fruit that they're producing, because Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And you can tell the bad fruit of how they speak over their lives, how it shows.
Sure. Well, I think in Matthew 12:37, we see that by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned, you know, good or bad. So a lot of times the Bible does say, Jenna, that you can judge a tree by its fruit. And, you know, the Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, you know, some people have a really bad habit, and, you know, it's ugly, it's sinful, and it speaks out against God's word in their life, you know, and... You know, I bet that we've all had moments, guys, out there when that habit sneaks into your life and you start speaking against the Word of God in your life. You start calling yourselves things different than what the Bible says about you. You know, it's basically what I would call having a habit of speaking negatively over yourself. Mm-hmm. You know exactly what I mean, everybody. I'm referring to the times when you say something about yourself that you wouldn't say, you know, about anybody else, but you're speaking it over yourself. Things like, oh, I'm so dumb.
Oh,
you know, what would be a couple others?
Perfect example of that, yeah.
You ever called yourself dumb?
Yeah, so I actually have a job where I have to learn a lot of things, and it was taking me a while to, like, get it more than everyone else, and I was like, oh, I'm so dumb. I can't figure this out. Like, I'm never going to be able to get this. And then I was never able to get it. And then I realized, I was like, wait, I've been speaking that I'm never going to be able to get this and understand this. And now I'm wondering, why am I not able to understand this when I pre-spoke that I was never going to get it?
Right, right.
And so then when I started saying, no, I will understand this, even when it was still, I couldn't
see
it.
You were confused still, but you began to speak the other way.
I spoke out in faith that I would get it. I would get it. And then eventually it came, and now I know, okay, well, even if it's taking me a little longer than usual, I'm going to pre-speak that I can. I love when it says basically you speak the things that they aren't as though they are. And I basically just
call
started.
Call those things that be not as though they are.
Yeah. So I just started doing that. Christ. And just speaking the words that are truth, are bearing good fruit, and I would see the results of that.
That's awesome. I know a lot of people struggle with statements like, I'm not good enough, or I'm fat, I hate my body. You know, what are some other ones that you think people, you know, throw out there?
Like, if I only had done this and not that, I'd never be good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough.
What about, I wish I was more like them?
Oh, of course.
Comparison's always crazy, right?
Yes, so true.
But so. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit.
Ooh, that's
what
a good one.
What fruit are we eating from our words?
Yeah, I think some people are actually eating the fruit of sickness from their
words.
I know for sure a lot of people are probably eating poverty over their words.
They'll say, I can't afford this,
or
I'm too broke to pay attention.
I'm broke. I've said that one
many different
times.
Have you heard people say that? I'm too broke to pay attention?
Yeah, right. That she's taking a stab at me, guys. But what about depression? I think a lot of people's depression might be because they've spoken it into existence.
I'll never make friends.
You know, oh, yeah, nobody loves me.
I'm having a bad day. This is my bad day.
Yeah, it's true. And then fear as well. How many people have really just spoken fear into their lives? Like,
oh, of course. They'll say they're afraid. I'm afraid of dogs. I can't be this. I can't come in that room because I'll get sick. I can't go outside because I'll catch a cold. I mean, why do you want to speak those things over your life? That's not your portion.
Yeah. I think we need to lean more towards like Proverbs 16:24 in our lives, where it says, pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones.
Amen.
And,
okay.
You know, so I would look at it from this perspective. Do people actually enjoy hearing me speak to them?
That's good.
I've had to think about that. And I've, in my life, kind of figured out in some respects that I can overtalk to people. Like I can spend too much time with them and people feel like they can't get away from you, and you're just excited and you just love people. But, you know, I do always speak words that are kind, and I do speak life-giving things. But I think sometimes we just have to be careful, you know, and make sure that what we're saying to people are things that would be life-giving to them, that would be enjoyable for them to hear, that they'd be powerful, that they'd be God-filled words spoken to them, and it would bring them joy and life. See, words have that power. The Bible says that life and death are in those words. So, you know, what are we speaking? What words are we speaking to others? Like Jenna, you know, I've spoken horrible words over you in your life, you know, our kids, you know, out there. And other times I've spoken great encouraging words over you. But, you know, when you get mad or you get upset or you're not getting your way or you want to manipulate people, you begin to start speaking to them in a different way. And the goal is that we would learn, even with our kids, to only speak life-giving words.
And not let your emotions take over what your words should be saying. Because sometimes if we're hangry, we're hungry and we're angry, and then we start saying things that we shouldn't be saying because of our emotions. So we need to take control of our emotions and of our thinking and of our words.
Yeah.
And like I said, it goes back to the representation. It's like, are you representing Jesus when you're speaking those words over people? It's like, Jesus is the one who spoke life. Like, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so how would he speak to them? It's like that WWJD, what would Jesus do? It's like you got to think, put your, like literally, he's in our heart. He's with us everywhere we go. So it's like, Lord, how do you want me to speak to these people? How do I get through, like, especially the ones that are difficult to love? And it's just all about knowing that truth of what he says about us and that the words do have power.
Sure.
Amen.
I think that we always have to realize that the biggest problem is not them, it's us. You know, we got to know who we are in Christ. We got to know who God's made us to be. We got to know the promises of God for our life so that we can then begin to speak them over others. Because the enemy loves to feed off of our bad habits of self, you know, abusive and destructive words. You know, he's constantly working to tell me lies. Jenna, he's trying to tell you lies. And Lisa, he's trying to tell you lies so that he can, you know, discredit the truth that God has already established in our lives.
Yeah.
Yep, the perfect soil for the enemy to sow is he doesn't want me to remember what God made me to be. He wants me to believe the things above so he can easily steal, kill, and destroy my happiness, my joy, my confidence, and everything else good that God has for me.
Yeah. For sure. You know, 1 Corinthians 2:4 says, And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. You see, we want to speak words that demonstrate the power and the kingdom of God. You know, and all of that happens when we flow from a place of the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our life. It's so vital. I think one of the greatest ways that we can learn to control our lips is to operate under and be led by the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Holy Spirit, yeah. You know, which is love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, kindness. You know, if you test your words to the fruits of the Spirit and you find them to be failing in any of those situations and circumstances, then you need to then begin to move in with the Holy Spirit and go, help me to bring the fruit of you, Holy Spirit, through my words to others. And, you know, Proverbs, I mean, there's just so many scriptures on all this. Proverbs 12:18 says, there's one who speaks rashly like the thrust of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. And it says healing comes, you know, through words right there, that the tongue of the wise brings healing, life and death, life, healing, and you know, the ability to overcome sickness is found in, you know, the power of your words.
I love Philippians.
Words produce healing.
I love Philippians 4:6-8. It says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So you need to get your heart to line up with the Word of God, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So
right.
Get the Word in your mind.
That's so good.
So they'll start thinking the Word of God. And when you're thinking the Word of God, that's going to come out of your mouth.
Sure.
Yeah. When you start taking those thoughts captive, that, oh, I'm ugly, I'll never be good enough, and you know, skirt, skirt, right away, no, that's not what God says to me. He says, I'm beautifully and wonderfully made. He says, I can do all things through Him who is my strength. And you start basically gaining control and steering back your thought life to where you can start speaking those life words.
Sure. That's really good. You know, I think there's other times in our life, ladies, when we don't even need to speak at all. It's probably one of my biggest problems. Mm. You know, situations arise and we begin to speak death over them, but Proverbs 10:19 says, when there are many words, transgression is unavoidable, but he who restrains his lip or his lips is wise.
Wow.
And, you know, I think that sometimes we need to learn not to speak in certain situations in our life. When you want to buy something but you don't have the money and you're just like, well, I'm broke. Or, you know, we have a sore throat. Well, I'm getting the flu. Things like that are just, it's giving entry to the enemy to be able to come into our lives. You know, we get angry. We start spewing death over people and replaying their past faults. How many times do we do that, you know, with our words? We start to manipulate to try to get our own way, and we just start bringing up every negative thing that we can remember about somebody, and then we begin to speak that over them, and, you know, it's not God. Proverbs says, but he who restrains his lips is wise. So if you're going to fight, fight fair.
Also, I think you need to be careful who you tell things, what people you tell certain things about your life.
Right.
I know there's certain people in my life that I won't tell if something happens, like if one of our kids were hurt or sick or something. I won't tell them that because I already know they're going to say something negative, and I don't want that spoken over my child. I'm going to speak the Word of God over them and believe healing. So it's great to find someone that you know that's going to stand on the Word of God with you and pray and agree the power of the Word of God over them and healing over them. But some people you don't want to share things with because you don't want them. Like, it's not always a wise thing to put all your business on social media because then you'll have people you'll have people reading it and then start going, oh, they're going to die. Yep, oh, they got
they're
that.
They're done for.
Oh, my cousin had that and she died in 3 days. You know, why do you want that spoken over your family member?
Exactly.
So you need to be careful to
guard
your
lips. Find
people
that are God-loving, powerful, word-filled people and share with them. You know, have some people in your life that you can speak those things with. But, yeah, you don't need to put it all out there for everybody. I mean, Psalms 12. Verse 4 says, who have said, with our tongue we will prevail? Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? We win the battle with words, okay? And don't let the enemy have your lips and lord over you with your words. It's important. It's right there. It says, with our tongue we will prevail. You see, the goal is to prevail over the situation. And, you know, our lips are our own. I love this scripture because it says, who is Lord over us? And the enemy is trying to be Lord over your life through your lips. Are they your own or are they his? Do you see that in the scripture?
Yeah,
it's pretty powerful, isn't it?
We should have God's word in our mouth.
Yeah.
Speak the word over every situation.
You know, Proverbs 18:7 says, a fool's mouth is his ruin. And his lips are the snare of his soul.
Wow.
That's crazy when you think about it.
And you can actually just see words are so powerful because from the beginning, God created the world with words. He said, let there be light, and there was light. So we can know right away how powerful our words are just from the beginning.
Sure. You know, I think overall what we're trying to show each and every one of you today is that you need to speak life. Okay? Speak life and allow the word of God into your heart, you know, not just in your head, but let it go all the way into your heart, because out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth's going to speak. So we need to have a continual renewing process of our heart in order to get our words in check. So once again, we want to see you guys succeed in everything that you do. So get the word of God. Look at what we talked about 2 days ago. Get in the word. Fill your hearts with the word of God and fill your hearts with the truth of God's word, and then refuse to do the things that, you know, are going to speak death over people. So, you know, I'm just going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence, 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, we're back, and I just wanted to thank Lisa and Jenna for being here with us today.
We were honored.
You guys did a
great
job pronouncing all those really difficult names and stuff in the chapters, and that's always a challenge. But, guys, we just want you to know that you have the victory through Jesus in your life today. So we're going to close the program, and I want you to reflect on this song. It's by Elevation Worship. It's I See a Victory. And know this, God has already given you the victory in your life. Just enjoy the song. Just let the Lord know that you love Him.
Some days life feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life, speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life, speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the brokenhearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love, you speak. It's twisted. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life, speak life to the deadest, darkest night. Speak life, speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. To the eyes of the brokenhearted, watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope, you speak love, you speak. Rain when you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher. Use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher. Spread the love like fire. Hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. So speak life.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.